Sixth paper, page 24.
Hands-on Learning by John Doyle. I teach science at an elementary school in Ontario, Canada. What I like is that at our school, we encourage students to do experiments in order to learn new things. Last week, I decided to teach my class how different colors can affect the temperature of an object. First, the students worked together to build four model houses out of cardboard boxes. I told them that all the model houses had to be exactly the same size. Then they painted each of the houses in a different color: red, yellow, black, and white. When the houses were ready, I gave them a thermometer and told them to check the temperature of each house. After that, they heated each of the houses with a lamp. These lamps were all the same size and gave out the same amount of heat. After an hour, I asked the students to check the temperature inside the houses again and to write down their findings. In the next lesson, I asked my students what they had learned from this experiment. They all agreed that the white houses were the coolest and that the black houses were the hottest. They also noticed that the red houses were hotter than the yellow ones. Then I asked them how we could use this knowledge in our daily lives. One student said that people who live in warm places could save energy if they painted their houses white. Another one said that these findings could help people decide what colors to wear on cold and warm days. I was very impressed with my students' feedback and could see that it was a really positive experience for them. Hands-on learning works for me and for my classes. I will definitely do more experiments like this in the future.